Much improved weather will be occurring across the northern plains today, as well as the upper Midwest and neighboring areas to the north. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. There will not be any kind of serious weather anomaly this work week, so enjoy it while you can. The temperatures will be warm, and that'll be a bit of a shock after last week's weather, but we are expecting afternoon temperatures this day to run mostly in the upper 20s in northern Minnesota, while everybody else will be 30s, and there will be some 40-degree readings near the Missouri River and points to the west. Tomorrow, we'll see temperatures mostly in the 30s across most of our listening area. There may be a few upper 20s in northeastern portions of North Dakota or northwestern Minnesota, and a couple of near 40-degree readings again in central and southwestern parts of South Dakota. Then a little bit of a cool down will occur briefly as we get into the afternoon on Thursday, with temperatures in the teens and 20s across North Dakota. Everybody else will be in the 30s with a few upper 20s in the northwest corner of Minnesota, but those temperatures are not unusual for this time of the year. And as we go into Friday, we'll see teens and 20s overspreading most of the region. And on Saturday, we'll see the same thing. As we go into Sunday, probably not a lot of change even then. Our nighttime temperatures will certainly be tolerable. We're expecting to see readings tomorrow morning to run primarily in the teens and 20s, which is quite a bit warmer than they should be at this time of the year. We'll see some single digits and teens across the north on Thursday morning, while 20s occur in all other areas. And then as we get out towards Friday and Saturday, it might get just a little bit nippier, with temperatures getting down into the single digits and teens for a fair amount of the region. Precipitation prospects for the area are rather minimal. Totally dry weather may not occur, but whatever precipitation does take place is going to be very limited. In fact, we'll probably just call it mostly dry, at least through the first half of our forecast period, taking us into Thursday. Now, there will be a few spotty areas of light rainfall and or drizzle that will pop up tomorrow or in the day on Thursday, but the precipitation is unlikely to have a significant impact. And as we get on out towards Thursday and going into Friday, there will be a frontal system that will cut across the region, but most of the active precipitation associated with that will likely occur from Nebraska into eastern Minnesota, and I don't think we'll see much moisture of significance across the majority of our listening area. But absolute dryness is probably not likely to occur. A little bit later in our forecast period, we'll have a better chance for some precipitation to evolve. This will come later in the weekend, and especially early next week, a storm coming in from California should spread snow and rain into the region as we get into the latter part of the weekend and early next week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.